It got cold, huh?
I got more. I'll help you. Let's go. This is too much.
You got it. Sorry, it wasn't fast enough. Here. It's going to be cold. She is serious about it. Here, gentle. You got it all? Should we get some more?
You want to go get some more?
Don't jump on my head, okay? I don't have any. We gotta go get more. Ugh. How much more you want? I don't have any there. Bonnie.
It's not Christmas yet. Are you already looking like a Santa?
She took so much fluff she almost fell down. Who's in your house?
Sorry. Sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Now we have disasters every day. Every day, if you watch any of the channels, TV channels, or even internet channels, you will always see some disasters, unprecedented disasters everywhere. People are dying, properties are ruined, farming land or harvests are destroyed. People are getting more and more desperate. More and more people don't even know what food does satisfy means anymore. They eat today, they don't know if tomorrow they have food. They eat in the morning, they don't know if in the evening they will get any. All because we are destroying the substance of survival, the substance of love, which is the base of all life in the universe, that is, treating all as we would like to be treated. People are still sleeping on the street in very thin tents under stormy, snowy, fierce, raining weather in a slim, very thin tent. And the snow covering everywhere. They are homeless. They have not been born homeless. They have not been homeless before. They might have become homeless due to
loss
of job, a heavy tax, or a serious illness that they could not afford to
pay for.
But they had to because they had to survive. And after all that, they have nothing left, so they have to live on the street. Having no food, no house, no water, no bathroom. They have to swallow the dignity to go out begging for food.
Or eating garbage from the dirty bins.
They have to huddle themselves
together, if even possible.
In that little tent. Wow, we spend trillions of US dollars to kill others. There were the others that look exactly like us, with nose in the middle, the mouth under it, and two eyes on both sides. And we continue to spend more and more. For more incredible weapons that you cannot imagine. a couple, even 100 years ago, or even some 10 years ago, just to kill more accurately, just to kill more precisely, and just to cause more ruin, destruction everywhere, so that other people, even though they don't get the bullets, still die from hunger, from cold. Because no electricity left, no water, no food. The harvest destroyed. I don't know who we are anymore. Does the word human befit us anymore? We are worse than animals nowadays. Some animals, they don't do anything bad to us. They just help us, love us. If you think the cows are different from the dogs, think again. If you see some of the videos that the news team and I collected for you, you will see it. There is no difference between the cow, the goat, the sheep, and other animals.
People.
And your pet dog, your pet cat, your pet but if they haven't seen you, if the cow person didn't see you for a long time and you came back, he will ram his head into your body to welcome you home. He would sometimes take a risk with other animals or even a poisonous snake to protect you. So many true stories like that. Even a chicken person, the one that you have no second thought of jumping on his little body and enjoying the suffering, blood and flesh, they would love you no end. They have intelligence, they have DNA, almost like a human's DNA. I once made a joke with some of my attendants because they were saying a chicken person has DNA almost like the humans. And I said to them, oh, I know a man who has DNA almost like the chicken person. But it's not a funny joke. It's not. It was funny at that time. They laughed. But it's not funny at all when the life depends on your mercy and you don't show them any. We have so much food to eat. Some people in Vietnam, they don't even eat rice, they just eat only vegetables and some fruits. They train like that, so they can even float on water, meditate on water. I have collected some of these stories and videos, but we have too many, so we can't always show everything. I hope they can find some of that and show it to you. Just one or two examples, but there are many, many.
Cô thì Phạm Kim Tuyết.
Phạm Kim Tuyết.
Cô ở ấp Đại An, xã Thới An Hội, huyện Cái Sách.
Dạ. Cô Tuyết là phát hiện cái khả năng là tự nổi trên mặt nước của mình là từ khi nào ạ?
Năm nay khoảng 8-9-10 con, tại vì lúc đó là cô không ăn cơm hồi mùng 10 tháng 10, 2009. Rồi cái một ngày đó thì cô nghe dân dẫn bên tai cô á, nói là mày xuống sông đi, mày nổi trên mặt nước á. Rồi cái cô cũng không tin nữa, cho đến một ngày đó cô coi trong truyền hình thấy hai cha con ông đó nổi đó, cái cô mới la thôi vậy để mình xuống thử.
Trời ơi, khó tin quá các bạn ơi. Đúng thật sự là có thể là nằm kiết già trên mặt nước và thả lỏng để cho cái con nước nó trôi đi. Cô nói là có thể là nằm từ sáng đến chiều vậy, nhưng mà chỉ sợ là nó con nước á nó trôi cô đi vô cái những cái chỗ mà hóc bờ, hoặc là khi mà ghe thuyền á nó đột nhiên mà nó tới cũng là rất là nguy hiểm ha. Bởi vì cái trạng thái của người nằm thuyền á đôi khi là lỡ người ngủ quên á đó. Đó như các bạn thấy không, nằm thuyền trên mặt nước
hồi giờ mới thấy luôn á,
hồi giờ mới thấy đúng không đó các bạn. cô đang nằm thiền, thả lỏng cho con nước nó trôi xuống á. Vỗ tay các con, vỗ tay. Quá lạ luôn. Cười được nữa chứ. Kính thưa các bạn, từ nãy giờ là cô đã thả trôi là khoảng hơn 5 phút rồi. Mà cô nói là cô sẽ thả trôi hoài được hoài luôn. Lúc nào cũng được hết.
Hồi lúc cô mới xuống lần đầu đó, cái con gái cô nói mẹ làm mấy câu thơ cho con nghe đi. Cái thì lúc đó cô ở dưới sông bước lên, cái cô mới biết gì mà làm. Thì cái cô mới nói, cái cô suy nghĩ cô la, nằm trên mặt nước thấy ung dung, thì thấy rõ ràng là ung dung. Thì rau trái tôi đây chỉ tạm dùng, thì thật sự là ăn rau.
Even just eating vegetables, you survive and you look good, you're well, you lack nothing. Even humble potatoes or tomatoes or little beans will give you ample nutrition and energy to live on and live well. We, the news team and I, collect every day whatever we can, whatever I can in my own little time. Because I have to do many things. I have to check and edit all the shows on Supreme Master Television myself. And I do photography and edit them, select them. And I also do many other things, you know, my so-called homework, household work, and cook for myself and wash whatever I can.
Even hanging and removing my clothes takes time, since there is no automatic washing machine here.
Everything takes time. I'm glad I have very little space to clean up, and my clothes are humble, very simple to wash. But still, everything takes time. I wish I could do more for the world, but for that, I also need to meditate a lot, as many hours as I can. And I have to also receive and manage instructions from inside, not just instructions from God and the Trinity, but also reports from different kings, different departments in heaven. And I have to spend my energy to bless the people, for most are my disciples, because they are still not yet completely mature. Whatever they see in their inner visions is nothing much yet. They will have to continue to grow. But I'm proud of them, because most of them are growing very well, and they are very sincere. Especially nowadays, they are more urgent, more diligent in their spiritual practice, so they grow very well.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.